Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Chaf Beis Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Brura, and we are in the middle of Simen Tof Mem Zayin, which we began yesterday. And we read the Mechaber yesterday, and we're at the very top at the Ramah. And we're dealing over here with mixtures of chametz. And the Ramah adds, Hagah, Ubedin Recha Milsa. There is a whole machlokus, a famous machlokus, Rav and Levi and Shas, as to whether we consider a smell and an aroma of an item to be significant, to be mamashus, or not to be considered significant, to not be considered anything. So this is no big deal if you're dealing with heter. But if you're dealing with iser, or if you're dealing with basa v'chal, or you're dealing with any other combination of something that is permitted to some people or to everyone, and something that's not permitted to some people or to everyone, so then Recha Milsahi or Recha Lav Milsi is a famous machlokus. Levi is of the opinion that Recha Lav Milsahi, and Rav is of the opinion that Recha Milsi, it is substantive, it is important. And here, the Ramah is telling us, in regards to chametz, that's a taruvis on Pesach, with matzah, with a non-chametzdika item, so then, regarding this din of Recha Milsa, so le'inyan tavshil sheyesh bo chametz im shar tavshilin, where you're having a mixture over here of the reyach of a chametzdika thing with a tavshil that's not chametz, yesh mekilin b'mokom d'hayamuta b'shar isurim. He brings down from the Mordechai that if this situation were not dealing with chametz, but it was dealing with some other iser item, combining with a heter item, and if in that situation the reyach would not be a problem, like Levi holds, so then by chametz it's not a problem as well. Yesh machmirim. There are those that are machmir and say, even according to Levi, who holds that in other situations, that Recha lav milsahi, it's not considered significant, that's by regular isurim. But by chametz, yesh machmirim demashu miyu ika, that by chametz, we have to be concerned because there's a mashu, this reyach is significant enough in regards to chametz, which we're machmir on. And he says, further, Vidavka, this opinion only says that it's significant, b'mokom sheshayach bo recha. That's only when you're dealing over here with a reyach. El de bishari sum lav milsi. But even according to this opinion, it's like Levi, that in regards to other things, there is not considered a significance to the reyach over here. K'moshi is bar b'yoridea simen kuvches b'siyata d'shvaya. As the Ramah says, will be discussed in Yoridea, in simen kuvches over there, b'ezus Hashem. Now, we said a mouthful over here. Let's look inside in the Mishnah Brura and some of the Bir Halachas and the Deir Shu footnotes to see exactly the details of this Ramah. So, we begin with the Mishnah Brura, Sifkat and Tes. And he writes, Ein Haloshu Medukdak Kol Kach. The language over here was a little bit difficult. He says, De Tavshil Bikidera Lo Shayach Barecha, Kimavar B'yoridea Sibn Kuvches. That, in fact, with regards to a cooked dish in a pot, so there is no din of reyach in that situation. As Deir Shu footnote number 16 explains, the reasoning behind this, she'ein b'dover ha'mizbashel din reyach, something that is cooked, doesn't have a din of reyach. So he brings down the Rashba on the Torah Sabayis, she'dover ha'mizbashel ein reychel chazok kireyach dover ha'nitzla. Something that is cooked doesn't have a strong enough reyach to impart anything, as opposed to something that is roasted. And the Beis Yosef in Yoredea brings another reason, and he says, Shebebishul harei hakderos mafsikos bein hatavshilim. When you're dealing with cooking stuff in a pot, the pots themselves separate one cooked dish from another, so there's no transfer of the reyach from one dish to the other dish. Ulefikach ein reyach yochol ispashet mikdera likdera. And as a result of the pots intervening, you don't have the ability of the reyach to go from one pot to the other food in the other pot. And the Beis Yosef adds, Shalasvi Dvarov, Af Bitzli Kedar, Ein Din Recha. The same thing would apply even if you're not roasting it over here in water, you're just roasting it in a pot, Shekein Hakideros Mavsikos. Based upon this, it's not the style of much of the cooking, it's the fact that there's a pot preventing the Reach going from one cooked dish to the other cooked dish, whether you're using water or whether you're not using water in the pot. Now, the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, The Ramah, therefore, was talking about over here with Recha Milsa El HaKvonim B'Tzli. It wasn't really talking out over here of a Tavshil, it really was talking about a roasted item. Kigon, for example, Shreya Tzli Shomein B'Tanur, you had a fatty piece of meat, let's say, that was roasting in the oven. The Kikar Shel Chametz, and also in the oven, you had a piece of Chametz. The Azul HaShomein, the fatty meat over here, is going to go Umefatim LeKikar and go into the Kikar. The hadar hay kikar v'nosin reyach shel chametz b'tzli, and in that way the kikar can go and give the reyach of the chametz to the roasted dish. So we brought down two opinions. The first opinion that the Ramah brought was Yesh Mekilin, and the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nyud explains the Av Shechametz B'Pesach B'Mashu, even though if there was real Mamashis over here, and we pointed out in yesterday's shir, the rabbis added additional restrictions for two reasons, or possibly one combined reason, because of the Yisr of Karetz, and plus, lo bodil mine, people are used to eating Chametz all year long, so they may forget and not separate themselves from it on Pesach. So for that reason, or reasons, the rabbis were machmir with a mashu on Chametz on Pesach. So that's only when you're dealing with mamashas. Da'ayinu b'nivla mamashas se'isr. The first Mekel opinion over here says that din that we brought down in yesterday's year that I just mentioned now is only when there's real mamashas over here. Then a mashu of mamashas is significant. But not just reach. And the issue footnote number 17 explains from the Chok Yaakov, according to this opinion, af mashu enu yotze ayde recha, because even a mashu will not expel into the air via the reach and go into the Pesach Dikah dish, because it doesn't have the strength to do so. Meidach, on the other hand, the Beis Meir explains, Sha'af l'daitam mashu yotze adirecha. No, there is a mashu that goes out in the reach, according to this Mekel opinion. Nevertheless, heim sovrim shirach chomet sheish ba mamashus osu b'mashu. Because even though there may be a mashu in the reach over here, it's not considered significant enough for mamashus to be osu b'mashu. However, av mashu ayotze adirecha ain't a osu. This mashu that comes out via reach, by the aroma, that's not considered substantive enough that the rabbis would go there, a mashu, they only would go there a mashu of mamashas, not a mashu in the reyach over here. And that's the distinction according to the Beis Meir. As the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, and therefore we treat in this situation chametz no differently than other isurim, and just like other isurim, we hold like Levi over here, reichel lav milsehi, and therefore, so too, even by the chametz, we can hold, according to the Yesh Mekilim, Reichel Lav Milsi. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkat Yud Aleph, and he explains, Rod Saloma, the Ramah is saying over here, B'davar shekayim alam b'yalma Reichel Lav Milsi b'di'evid. You're never allowed to go and intentionally do Reichel Lav Milsi, but only b'di'evid, we say, after the fact, Reichel Lav Milsi. So in that situation, where under other Isurim, it would not apply, we wouldn't aser the heter item because of Reichel, so then hu adin l'chametz lo chamir tvei. We don't add astringency by chametz, even though by a mashu of chametz mamashus, we do add astringency versus other Isurim, whereas other Isurim, we say a batal b'shishim, here we say even a mashu is not batal. By Reicha, we don't say this according to the Yesh Mekilin. Ulafuki b'madim achmerinam b'yalma, kigon b'imhoya haheter dovu charif, sheshoev isa b'kirbo, v'koshi in hochlin in Pesach, as opposed to in other areas where a dovu charif has additional abilities to withdraw something even though it normally would be batel. By a dovu charif, we say that it can withdraw the iser over here and bring it into the item that was heter. Sheshoev isa b'kirbo, we can bring it in. And certainly, by chametz, we say the same thing, but not by reyach, according to the Yesh Mekilim. The Shaar HaTzion, Ozvav, explains, the Ramah in Yoredeya tells us, Pasak tehu adinim ha'isa ha'yodav v'charif. This is true whether the iser is a dar v'charif or the heter is a dar v'charif. And this is the opinion of the El Yerabah and the Graz, that it has the ability to withdraw the iser and bring it into the heter, regardless of which one is a dar v'charif. However, the Chok Yaakov and the Makor Chaim, they say it's only Davka im Heter hu Dover Charev. It's only if the Heter was a Dover Charev, then it can pull out the Isser from the item that was not a Dover Charev. The Dover Charev, what is that? Mikre Kishirova Tavshil Charev. It has to be the majority of the Tavshil is Charev over here. For example, it gives Borscht, Mikre Dover Charev. Borscht is considered a Dover Charev. The issue footnote number 18 brings down as well that there are more paskins this way in regards to no Saint Tam bar no Saint Tam, Shadova Shuru Charev, Nidon Kicharev. And we don't have time to go into the details of no Saint Tam bar no Saint Tam, not bar not. However, the same halach applies there in regards to Charev being able to withdraw an Isser, which under other circumstances, no Saint Tam bar no Saint Tam would be Heter. Again, I'm sorry, I don't have time to explain the concept of nosin tam by nosin tam. There'll be a host shiur in of itself. If you're familiar with the terms, you'll understand that under normal circumstances, not by not would not work. It wouldn't be oser, but if it's a davar charev, it would be oser. The Chavetz Chaim and the Shaar HaTzion Ozayin adds also further, in regards to afilu kishatanur gadol upasuach, this idea over here that a davar charev can pull out the iser from the dover that's osur and bring it into the dover that's heter, this is true even when you're dealing with a large oven that is open. It's still a dover charev has the strength to do this. Now we go to the Ramah's Yesh Machmirin opinion. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Beis tells us that Asur Afilu B'diavad. Here he holds that even B'diavad it wouldn't be permitted. And Sivkot Yud Gimel, this is true. Mishnah Berurah says Hainu Shahayu Atanur Kotem V'Sosim. When we say over here that the Recha is considered over here to be significant, we're only dealing over here with a Tanur Kotun and Sosum, with a Tanur that is small and sealed. And the dish that is chametzdik, and the dish that is non-chametzdik, it's pesachdik, it's matzah, is open. Both of them are open. Besoch HaTanur, within the same oven. And in this situation, the Bechagon Zeh, Kaimalam B'yalma, the B'dievet Recha Lav Milsehi, that under normal Issev Hefta conditions, we wouldn't say that Recha's Milsehi, we would say Recha Lav Milsehi. U'lechachila Asulasus came, while you can't put it lechachila, however, b'di'evet, it would be non-transmitting the issur to the heter. But this machmir opinion says, in regards to chametz, it does transfer. Here, even b'di'evet, it wouldn't be no good. Because this machmir opinion holds that recha is milsi in regards to chametz. However, but for something that there is no reich over here, then it's heter gomer even lechatchila. It's not only b'di'evet. For example, kigon shayatanur gadol b'pasuach. If the tanner was a very large tanner and it was opened, the Sharetzion explains in Osches that pasuach legamre kikira. It's totally open, like a type of oven called the kira, which is totally open on the top. The bezel lekuliyama shariat lechatchila. In that situation, then there is no reach over here, and we don't have to say reach milsi, reach lav milsi. There is no halachic reach over here. Or alternatively, or one of the two dishes, either the iser dish or the heter dish, was covered up, so it can't transfer. And in this situation as well, then in this situation, even the machmir position would say that you don't have to be concerned. Mishmur says, how do we pass in la'alocha? Well, in la'alocha, kvar kosav harav b'yoredeya, we do paskin over there in Yoredeya that one can rely upon the more lenient opinion if you're dealing with the Hefsid Meruba, that you can be makel over here and say Recha Lav Milsehi. The Gan B'chametz Recha Lav Milsehi, and even Chametz over here is not going to be Recha Milsa. It's Lav Milsehi. The issue footnote number 21 brings down the chaim b'makom sherecha nositam lefgam. You can likewise use this lakula if it's a bad taste that's imparted by the reyach. So we write over there in Shulchan Aruch as well. Shafilu l'fiyadeh asover shemashu chomek shenositam lefgam b'maychol hariyosu b'pesach. Even if it was a mamoshes over here b'mashu that's nositam lefgam, we're choshesh for that on Pesach. By reyach, if it's a nositam lefgam, we're not choshed over here, and this, he says, is true even if it's not a hefsin meruba. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah writes, because of a magen Avraham, darav lo hitir elok shoyatanur koton al koponim pasuach kitzas. That which we said that you can be makel over here is only if the tanur is a little bit open at least. B'mokim sha'ashin yotzi, so at least the smoke can go out. But avo besosim legamri, if it's totally closed off, then we're not makel, lo makilim b'chometz afilu mokim hefsin. Then you can't be makel. Certainly not in a regular case, and not even in the case of a large financial loss, behefsid merubah. And this is also the opinion of Chayin Das El Yerabah. Furthermore, the Mogen Rav adds, Vosif HaMogen Ramot, Dechamin Hatunim L'Shabbos, Shekorin Cholent. If you have something like Cholent, it's heating up on Shabbos in a secure, insulated container, Sa'afo Pishim Avashlo Zomakderi, even though it's cooking inside the Kedera, Kivin Sheshoin Shom Zman Rav, since it's there for a long period of time. Vatanur Sosim be called Stodav. It's totally enclosed over there. The reach can't escape. So reach and chazik in that situation, v'dinu kitzli. Then in that situation, we consider that type of a reach to be very, very strong and equal to a tzli, a roasted type of a reacha. And therefore, mimela, af b'hefsid meruba, also b'chametz l'daito. Then he would be machmer over here, even by chametz, that's hefsid meruba in this situation. V'chanal, as we've already explained. Avol rov achronim iskinu, but others disagree over here. The majority of the achronim say that the hefsid meruba, if there's a large financial loss, oh b'shas etchak or extenuating circumstances. For example, he has nothing else to eat. Kigon l'taros simchas yomtiv. So then yesh lahakul b'dievid b'tzli. Then you can even be mekel with roasted aroma over here from a rose, the aroma that comes off, afil bekata v'sasim ligamri, even if it was in a small oven and it was totally sealed. Ukmo b'shar isurim, like with other isurim that we can be makel, the kosher came b'chamin haturim l'shabbos, and certainly with like the cholent, the chamin that are insulated on Shabbos, the esh l'akav mokum esed rubu v'chanal, that you can be makel over there in regards to a large financial loss. The hadaf shesosim b'ataner, they would have some sort of a board that would cover up the opening of the tanur. So he says lechachilo yesh li kachadosha, since that has absorptions within it, so you should take a new one for Pesach. However, over the evidence sosim b'ataner b'yishana, if you use the old one, the chometzdika one, on Pesach, afilu lo yidicho so eno oseres, even if you did not rinse it off, so then it's not going to be oser b'di'evid. It brings us down in the name of the achronim. Finally, the Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul V'yesh Machmirin, he adds from the Sefer Beis Meir. He says, Nira de'ein lahachmir, we should only be machmir, ela b'midi de'lo shiach klal, for something that's not routinely done. Then we should be machmir. For example, da'in l'mashal, ilu nefe pas chometz v'pesach in basu shomen, if you were to bake bread that was chometz with basu shomen on Pesach. In that situation, bazeh yesh lachmir. The yesh machmir opinion says in that situation only should you be machmir, because mishum dinhi delav milsi, even though it's considered not significant according to the opinion of Levi that holds that rech olav milsi, but we're machmir in regards to chametz mashu mihu ika, since it has a mashu, so therefore for this unusual situation we're machmir. Avu b'mad ishchiyah, but in a normal situation, for example, k'mo nimso chita b'yechad mitavshil matanur, you find after the fact that there was one chita over there in the tanur, and now ein shum svar lahachmir afilu b'tanur sosim nishayach b'recha, then there is no reason over here to be machmir, even if this tanur was sealed, and there is reyach. This is different than what we spoke out the trei mashu in yesterday's shir. There, where you may have some opinions that are machmir, here you don't have to be machmir. Shari afilu mi basa shomin mamish, eino ela mashu. Because even the basa shomin is only a mashu over here. V'zeh reach haba min achita, and the reach is coming from the chita, and therefore, these two mashus in this situation, one doesn't have to be machmir on. Sha'afim kol gufo nisariv, eino ela mashu v'ashi yedei reach. It's a mashu that's coming via reach, and therefore, one can be makel. And he says, according to Yerushalmi and the Ramban, they hold, according to Levi, the MS, afilu mashu eno. There isn't even a mashu over here, because reichel av milsi. And therefore, bevadai b'chazeh, in this scenario, kedai hashiltos lismoch ulahatir. You can rely upon the shiltos over here to be matir. There is a further discussion over here. So dear Shu, footnote number 23 brings down, Koloma, Ramban kosav, shaladas Levi, asov reichel av milsi, according to Levi, that it's not significant, you could lechatchila go and cook them together, roast them together in a tanur, and therefore the kasher shekein yira me arushalmi umuchach midvarv sherechel lo nechshav afilu lisa mashu. It's not even considered a mashu. Shemlokein lo yomatir letzos lechatchila. Then you wouldn't have allowed lechatchila. And he says over here befrat b'mokum minias simchas yontif. And certainly you can rely upon this if this is going to lead to a loss of simchas yontif. He says there's no raya over here from Toso shemachvirim afilu b'chita, because Tosos is paskining like Rav, derecha milsehi. And therefore, one, according to this opinion, has the right to be makel. This was a very difficult shir, and with this we will conclude today's shir.